The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net.
We believe strongly that open podcasting, coupled with a creator-first mindset, is the best way forward for an industry experiencing such explosive growth. After all, you can have the biggest budgets from clients, but without podcasters, there are no podcasts.
Acast CEO Ross Adams reaffirming the company's commitment to an open podcasting ecosystem. He was speaking at a presentation from Acast UK, who shared stats and data from their 2020. They now have more than 60 million UK monthly listens and saw 184% growth in brands spending more than £100,000, which is about $178,000. Seems someone agrees. The Joe Rogan Experience has started posting clips of shows on its old open RSS feed. Currently, a clip from a recent Elon Musk interview ends with a 40-second promotion for Spotify at the end, voiced by Rogan. The show went exclusive on Spotify on December the 1st. Podcast listeners in the Middle East and North Africa are listening to more podcasts. A new report from Amaea Media says listeners continue to prefer shorter podcasts, says the survey. YouTuber Tom Scott has posted a 30-minute video called "YouTubers Have to Declare Ads. Why Doesn't Anyone Else?" He doesn't, but could, highlight branded podcasts as well. Clubhouse users may be sending raw audio and user data to the Chinese government, it's being claimed. The app uses a Chinese company, Agora, for their voice conferencing service. That company denies there's an issue, of course. Gary Aylett has joined podcast host Captivate as the company's head of design. And the next newsletter from Sounds Profitable Tomorrow, sponsored by Chartable, is a hands-on explainer of how dynamic ad insertion works. Would have published that today, but apparently somebody turned all the power off in Texas. And in podcast news, Apple have a new podcast for all mankind, the official podcast. It's an accompaniment to the Apple TV Plus series For All Mankind, and Apple's press release says it's available globally on Apple Podcasts and via RSS, which is, you know, one way of acknowledging that other platforms exist. The show isn't on Spotify. And the Young Blood podcast has the biggest proportion of under 35 listeners on the BBC Sounds app, it's been revealed. The app claims 130 million plays for on-demand radio and podcasts in quarter 4 2020. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.